And that's 6.5 minutes past 4 o'clock. I promised you a visit from our friend Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon, lovely to see you again.
Thanks very much, David. It's good to be here.
And you come on you almost have to have security around you because you've got a gold bottle of very, very posh. Is it a sparkling wine or is it champagne?
No, it's champagne, Dave.
This is the real deal.
This is the real deal.
It's called, the French name is Armand de Brignac.
That is correct.
Armand de Brignac. No, something like that. It's very French, obviously, very, very posh. And apparently, now this is interesting, folks. Lifestyle Tops, or Tops at Lifestyle, is the only outlet in the country that is going to receive the Armand de Brignac very special treatment in a day or so's time. Do tell, Eamon, what's going to be happening?
Okay, Dave, this is the Armand de Brignac Gold. This is the 1.5, what we call a magnum. Next week, we are going to be receiving a 9-liter of the
Armand de Brignac.
Armand de Brignac Gold, otherwise known as the Ace of Spades.
I think Ace of Spades is probably a lot easier for the South African lexicon. So the is it a Jeroboam?
No, it's called. It's going to be called a 9-liter is a Salmanzar. So that's a biblical name for it. So it's roughly twelve bottles in that big bottle, that 9-liter that's going to come next week.
Wow, that's
it's a huge amount of champagne.
So it's going to
drink.
When is it going to? Because it's going to be quite something to watch. If you're in the vicinity, maybe you should pop in and just stand quietly and watch what takes place.
So next week, Thursday, the 14th of December, between 1 and 1:30, it will arrive to our store, the Front Ancients, in a premium, I believe, 7 Series BMW, carried by 2 MIBs, men in black, in a suitcase, which will be delivered to the store. Now, that's going to happen next week, Thursday, the 14th of December, between 1 o'clock and 1:30 in the afternoon. The thing with this is, we will be...
You've got to speak into the mic, otherwise we're going to miss it completely. Yeah,
no problem. We will be the only outlet ever in South Africa to receive Armand de Brignac Ace of Spades 9-liter.
So it's a truly historic and a unique occasion
for us. Yes,
and it will be absolutely marvelous to, I think, see the event going down, because
you see how it comes,
men in black arriving in a big black car with a big bottle of gold bottle of champagne in a case, and then they're going to set it up in store. Sure. Lots and lots of attention from the media, no doubt. And then a couple of very, very lucky people, the VIPs at Tops at Lifestyle, those that have spent more than R1 million each, no doubt, will get to sample it.
But a little bit of history on the Ace of Spades, Dave. I'll call it the Ace of Spades because it's much more easier to pronounce and a lot more people know it as the Ace of Spades. So it's a blend of three varietals, okay, which is your basic, it's in your normal champagne, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and in France, Pinot Meunier. So the Pinot Meunier just gives it a little bit more structure in the champagne, as we see what it is here. The vineyards have been there, and it's family-owned nearly since the late mid-17th century, Dave. So it's in the Cartier family for a long, long time, and are still there today, with the exception of the two people who own the brand now, who own Ace of Spades, Armand de Brignac, is Jay-Z, as we know, the American rapper, and Louis Vuitton.
Oh, really?
Louis Vuitton are the two main guys that own the brand. So
wow.
Jay-Z markets it very well all around the world, and it's a stunning product. It's an absolutely stunning champagne. I haven't tasted it as of yet. We're hoping to do that next week. It's one of the world's leading brands, and it's, as I said, it's co-owned by Sean Carter, which is JC, and Moët Hennessy, which is Louis Vuitton at the back of it. and who's also married to Beyonce. So, you know,
why aren't they coming to do this? Why are they sending two men in black? Well, this is rubbish. We want them to come and see us.
That's
and
what I was
what
saying.
The best store in the world looks like.
Can you imagine if Jay-Z and Beyonce arrived at the Air Store on Thursday?
Can you? Let me tell you what. If they did, no one would recognize them. I promise you.
Probably.
I'm telling you, because they kind of change shape and faces and looks. And
maybe you should look for two lookalikes or something and say, yes, that's them that's coming to the store. But the bottle, Dave, I have to tell you about the bottle. If you look at the bottle is handcrafted.
Let's get you on the mic again, otherwise no one will hear you.
It's a handcrafted bottle. It's rolled in this lovely gold filament that's on there, which protects the contents inside the bottle, which protects the champagne inside. So it reflects all the UVB and the UVA, UVB and the UVA, UVA light out from the bottle. And then you'll see on the front of it, you'll see this little badge here.
Yeah.
Ace of Spades. It's made from pewter, and pewter has been around for centuries, and this is handcrafted and placed by a lady, a young lady I believe, onto the bottle, and it takes 1 hour to do 20 bottles. Not like in your normal champagne where they'll roll off maybe 2,000 bottles in an hour. And the thing with this is it's roughly only, I believe, around 100,000 bottles made of Armand de Brignac gold per year. So you can see it's very prestigious. You need to have deep pockets for this thing.
What does a bottle like that cost?
Okay, the one I have in front of us at the moment is the Magnum. Okay, that retails at 12,000 a bottle. Now, the bottle that we'll receive next week will probably average around 200,000 a bottle.
I'll take a dozen.
I was going to say I'll order six for you. But the normal 750 mil is around 4,500 rand a bottle, which is not bad for considering.
But does the normal normal 450 mil have the gold and the
pewter?
Yes,
it's identical. Oh. It's identical to the Magnum.
You keep the bottle afterwards as a keepsake, no
doubt.
As
a keepsake or as a souvenir.
Yeah.
As a souvenir. And I can tell you the profile of what it should taste like. From the tasting notes that I have, and from something similar that I've tasted, but not the Ace of Spades, it's got a nice vanilla toastiness to it. I presume, like most French champagnes, I've got that real French brioche taste, that real creaminess on your palate. It'll have that, and it'll also have notes of peach and apricot. A little bit of red berries and a little bit of honey on the nose.
Wow.
So it's something to look forward to now for us to taste next week. And I'm hoping now it should be a good turnout for it there. For this, it's actually a stunning bottle. It comes in different colors as well.
Oh, really?
It comes in a Blanc de Blanc, a dry as well. And there's a rosé in it. And each color complements what's inside the bottle. Which is totally, totally different.
So this is a really special way to celebrate the festive season. If you've got the wherewithal and you're looking for something really special, this is an opportunity for you to get close and personal, close up and personal with one of the most, I would imagine it's fair to say, one of the most extraordinary champagnes on the planet, because it's a bottle of gold, essentially. Gold bottle, pewter label. The contents is liquid.
Liquid gold.
Gold. And the heritage is magnificent.
It dates back really, really, to the 17th century, Dave. And the vineyards are right there in Reims, in a small little village just outside Reims. And they get the best grapes. So when they're picking the grapes, it's their first growth grapes, first growth vines, Premier Cru. So the juice, the first pressing of the juice goes only into making the Ace of Spades. And then normally it's on for three, four years. Then when it's been released, they do a thing off its leaves when they come to top it up with the dosage. It's a small little, when they decork it and then finish the final product, they top it up with a little bit of dosage, which is also from the same batch of, but it's been in wood for a year. So it just adds to that taste then, adds more speciality, more difference to the product.
So it's a very, very delicate and very complex creation.
It is.
For those that appreciate these things, it's absolutely one opportunity in maybe a lifetime to get to experience the full nine yards. That's coming next Thursday. The big, big, big bottle of gold that is the Ace of Spades. And for those that are fortunate enough to be able to buy in a supply for the festive season, what sort of stock holding are you going to be carrying?
Dave, this at the moment is very limited. There's a shortage of champagne, not just Ace of Spades. There's Veuve, there's Moët, there's a big shortage.
Because they're all sitting out there on the ocean because they can't land them. That's a fact.
Probably most of where it is,
70,000 containers are still jammed, stuck.
Well, I hope we don't get a tsunami. Otherwise, whoever house or whoever beach it's going to land up on, they'll have free champagne.
Wow.
In the months to come.
Can you imagine if that happened? That would be something. But this is a very special occasion, and it's sitting in the studio right now. We'll take a picture, and then we'll pop it up on social on our catch-up, on our podcast catch-up, so that you can see what we're talking about. And you'll be able to join the throngs on Thursday at around 3:30, did you say?
No, one day.
One to 1:30
on Thursday. And then if you do buy it and you don't want to drink it, you can always keep it. It will go for another, they reckon, 5 to 10 years.
Oh, so it'll improve.
It'll improve. It will improve.
There you go. So there it is. Improve. That's the Ace of Spades story. Done and dusted. What else is on the agenda for today? First Thursday.
First Thursday. Yeah! Excellent.
Go large. I believe you're doing a little champagne at First Thursday.
We're doing bubbles. Because it's the last one of the year, Dave, we're doing a bubble, like a little mini bubbly festival.
Yeah.
So we've got Lawmarin's going to be there, Lawmarin's MCC. We've got Philip Yonker, which is from Walter Frieda. We've got Jacques Briere from Bon Courage. And we've got Klein Salsa. So we've got quite a different range of bubblies.
And when we say bubbly and we call it Method Cup Classique, we're not allowed to call it champagne because it's trademarked. But it's exactly the same method of manufacture. So you get the full experience.
Brilliant.
Just the name is we've got to play the game these days.
That's it. It's
so what an opportunity to enjoy the bubbles and the fun and the fair, the first Thursday and the only first Thursday in December. So
the
festive
the
season. Comes early. Eamon is going to be there, smiling and pouring. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be there as well. Definitely,
yes.
I'm going to pop in.
There's some excellent MCCs going to be there this evening.
Well,
reasonably priced as well.
I'll bring the whole team.
Bring the lot. And then, just another quick one as well, Dave. Our competition, this is the last week of our competition for that lovely stand that we have, liquor cabinet. Luxury liquor cabinet valued at 30,000 in store. So all you have to do to enter that competition, buy any bottle of Inverosh gin, place your entry in the box at the back of the till points, your name and phone number on the back of your till slip, and you're in it to win it valued at 30,000. You can't go wrong. And it finishes this Sunday.
Lovely. So someone's going to, we'll announce the winner next Thursday, shall we?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
we'll do the winner next week.
We'll announce that. And we'll see you at First Thursday because now's your opportunity to celebrate. One point and then we go.
One more. And the last thing is, Dave, I have to say to all our customers that are out there, we have extended our hours in Tops. So we're open now Monday to Friday, right through December, up till mid-January, from Monday to Friday, 8 to 8. Saturdays, we're doing 8 to 5, and Sunday is normal 10 to half past 3. But we will look at tweaking those hours, possibly.
If the crowds are there, you might just stretch a bit.
We might have to stretch a bit, yeah. Unfortunately, we may have to do it, but we'll wait and see what.
But 8 is a nice start.
8 is a good, yeah, or we can open it a little bit earlier. If there's people waiting outside, let them inside, have a drink, a cup of coffee.
Yeah, have a drink. 7:30, we'll see you there. My very special guest, Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle. Anything final?
No, that's it, Dave. It's just that hopefully the centre are going to follow suit. They're all going to be opening 8 hours as well here in Benito, which is great. And our Super Smart as well, Lifestyle Super Smart. Lovely Christmas chocolates. I see their advertising and some of their are my favourites that I used to like when I lived overseas.
What, the Terry chocolate orange?
Terry chocolate orange.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, now you said it, and I'm on the way to Super Spa right now to get a Terry's chocolate orange, but no. We'll see you at the first Thursday. It's around the corner at the studios, the Lifestyle Center, and catch up again next week for another Tops Wine of the Week with Eamon Downey. Thanks, Eamon.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks very much.
See you later.
Take it easy.